So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited a braisa, which taught that in certain circumstances, where the tanai will certainly be violated and trigger the neder, and the neder will inevitably result in inu nefesh or dvarim shebinoy lebeino, there is a machlekes whether the baal can be made for the neder even before it takes effect. The Reb Nosson savar ein habal meifer elum kin chal neder. Rabban sabri baal meifer af hapishul lechal neder. Our Mishnah there follows the opinion of the Chacham. The Gemara now discusses whether She'ela, asking al Chacham to annul a neder, can be done before Chalois a neder. From an incident in which Rav Acha bar Rav Huna was involved, we see that he held that She'ela is only valid after Chalois a neder. However, it is unclear whether he held to Chiheche de Pligi Rabban of Reb Nosson ba'afara, Hachiname Pligi b'She'ela. The Machlekes Reb Nosson ba'Chacham applies to She'ela as well. Reb Nosson Savar, Eina Chacham Matr Elm Kin Chal Neder, Rabbanan Savri, Chacham Matr Afa Pishli Chal Neder. And as the Ram points out, since the Halacha follows the Chachamim, because Yochid Bram Halacha Kerabim, we must explain that Reb Acha, who ensured that the Neder took effect before She'elo, Lafuki Navshe Miplukta Avrachi, he wanted the She'elo to be valid according to all opinions, even according to Reb Nosson. However, it is also possible that Reb Acha follows the opinion of Rab Papi, who says that Machlek is b'hafar. They only argue regarding hafar based on the following psukim. Reb Nosson Savar, in habal meifer elum kin chal neder, because it says, v'chafra halavana, the moon shall be ashamed, which can be read as v'hafara b'binyana. He can only revoke the neder once it's constructed, referring to chalois neder. Rabbanan Savri, bal meifer afa b'shul chal neder, because the pasuk says, Mefer machshavus arumim, he revokes the thoughts of the cunning, which indicates that hafara can take place on mere thoughts, namely before a neder takes effect. Tesa explains that these psukim are merely simanim, and their machlokes is actually in svara, whether it is reasonable to revoke something that did not yet take effect. However, regarding she'ela, Rav Papi says, Devri ha'koil ein chacham matri kulam elim ken chal neder, they all agree that it requires chalois and neder. This is supported by the pasuk lo yachal devarei, not to violate a neder. We infer from here, ha'acherim oikrin, that a chacham can uproot a neder by means of she'ela. Since the pasuk is clearly warning against violating a neder that is already effective, this indicates that the chacham as well can only do so after chalois a neder. The Gemara records a different version of a papi statement. B'she'ela devyakol meifer, v'afa pishulei chal neder. They both agree that one can be shoyel even before chalois a neder. He understands the pasuk lo yachal devarei, that a chacham can annul the neder when it is only devarei, mere words before chalois a neder. However, the Gemara concludes, tiyufta. This version of Rav Papi is refuted from a braisa, which clearly indicates that there is an opinion that requires chalois a neder. The Ram points out that if someone says, koinim alai davar plainil achal lamad yoyim, forbidding himself from a particular object effective after 30 days, everyone agrees that the Chacham can annul the neder before it takes place, since the neder will inevitably take effect at the set time. Reb Nosson only argued, "Be'im she'efshe shelo yochal neder la'olam," when there's a possibility that the neder will never take effect, such as if there is a condition that can be met. Zok the Mishnah, "Berishayna ha'yo'imrim, shalosh nashim yoytis v'noitlis ksuba." There are three circumstances in which a woman who caused the halacha to compel her husband to divorce her still receives her ksuba. Hoimeris temeanilach. She says that she has been defiled and therefore forbidden to her husband. The Gemara Daf Tzadi Aleph will explain under what circumstances this holds true. Shemayim beini lebeincha. She claims that her husband is unable to have children. The Gemara Masechta Ksubas explains that this is only if she says, she needs children to assist her in her old age. Otherwise, we tell her, Zili le mifkades, women are not obligated to have children. She vowed not to engage in marital relations with anyone. It's obvious that she does so because having relations is painful for her and is therefore blameless. In all these cases, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, she would receive her ksuba. However, chazru le mishle tehe isha nesenese nea ba'acher umakalkelas albaila. The Chacham were concerned that a woman would make a false claim because she wants to marry someone else. Therefore, they decided that she can no longer collect her ksuba under these circumstances. Rather, hoimeres tamei lach tavi ra'ilad v'ra. She's not believed without proof. Hashemayim beini lebeincha yasu derech bakasha. The Mishnah advises him to make her a special banquet to appease her. V'netula ani min ha'yehudim yafer chelkoi v'tehim b'sham shasei v'tehim netula min ha'yehudim. He nullifies his part and may continue to have relations with her, but in the event that he dies or divorces her, she's still forbidden to all others. The Ram questions how she's permitted to him when she says to Me'anilach, Kivin de Medina Mitzra Bailo, since she's halachically forbidden to him, Heichi Turua, how can the Chacham permit her because of these suspicions? The Ram suggests that Afki'inu Rabban Likidusha Me'ikara, the Chacham have the power to retroactively annul a marriage. By doing so, she's retroactively unmarried at the time she was defiled and therefore permitted to him. After finding difficulty with this answer, the Ran offers another approach. Perhaps Medina Muteres Labaila, she's actually not believed, and she is only Asur Midrabanan, because Ksifala, it's shameful to admit to being Temeya, and she is believed Lachumra, because Deloy Havis Mizazla Nafsha, she would not lie and embarrass herself in this way. Therefore, once the Chacham had reason to suspect that she would lie, Akamu Adina, we revert to the actual halacha, and she is not believed. The Gemara questions the extent of Chazal's suspicions. A woman who claims to have been defiled, is she permitted to eat truma? Although she's not believed regarding her husband, to deter her from lying, perhaps this is not a reason to permit her to eat truma. The Gemara brings a machlokes. Rav Sheshes Amar Oicheles, Shleititi Lazal Benel. She may eat truma, for otherwise people will assume she was defiled, and rumors will spread about the status of her children. Rava Amar Eina Eicheles, Ef Shada Achlochulam. She may not eat truma, because people will simply assume that she doesn't have ready access to truma. Rava adds that since everyone agrees that she should be forbidden, and we only permit her to eat, Shleitoisi Laz, Meidi Rav Sheshes, Shemnis Amar Lo She'eino Eicheles. When she is widowed, she's certainly forbidden to eat truma, because Amri Hashta this Nisa, there's no laws, since it's equally plausible that the incident occurred after she became a widow. This discussion continues in the next daf.